This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest from a very cool company that we're going to delve into. It's Norman Mentz. He's the COO of DelveSecurity.com. Norman, welcome.
Gary, it's great to meet you. Thank you for having us.
So Delve Security is the next generation of one of my favorite areas, vulnerability management. How do you do it?
Well, I think it's simple. I think it's a favorite area of mine, of course, as well, but it's one of those core five, you know, principal factors in information security. It's been around for 20 years, and it's really time to start innovating in the space. So the way in which we do it at Delve is we actually apply a lot of modern technology, machine learning, and other forms of AI to help customers more effectively identify vulnerabilities in their environment, and then most importantly, we help them prioritize those vulnerabilities.
So I've got, let's say, a Class C network. We'll start with a small network. I don't want to install an appliance. How can I deploy you to find my vulnerabilities in my tiny little network? Is that possible?
Yes, absolutely. So it's a SaaS-based solution, and so if customers want to scan outside the network on the perimeter, et cetera, that's all done directly from the cloud. And if they want to go behind the firewall or inside the network, we have a simple container-based service that we call the Edge service that gets deployed. It's very easy, and actually customers are up and running in a very short period of time, less than an hour.
Less than an hour.
Yep.
How long will it take to analyze my Class C network for vulnerabilities and generate a report?
Yeah, so we really break it down into a couple of different methods or ways in which we do that. The first one is actually we start doing discovery. And everything that we do at Delve is almost what we call more continuous or real time. So we're breaking kind of the paradigm of scheduled scans that occur. We're scanning all the time. We're discovering new assets. And based on the information we're exchanging between the discoveries as well as the scans, we're getting smarter about the work that we're doing. So we may start discovering certain types of assets that have a profile, and we'll scan dynamically when a new vulnerability comes out so that we can be more effective and really give that to customers in real time. So in short, you get scan result information discovery almost immediately. And then, of course, because we're using unattended machine learning, et cetera, we're getting smarter about the customer's environment, building a contextual map, if you will, over time.
So people are bragging about machine learning and AI a lot in cybersecurity. You're actually deploying a solution that finds vulnerabilities more and more intelligently as it's on that network. So your SaaS solution will still be up and running, connected somehow to my network with this container, not for, you know, a scheduled scan, but for days, weeks, months, or forever?
That's correct. I mean, the truth to our industry is not that there's ineffective solutions for discovering vulnerabilities. It's actually the inverse of that problem. We're too effective at actually detecting vulnerabilities that customers have hundreds, tens of thousands, or millions or more vulnerabilities, and they're not really sure which ones to address. So what we do certainly is we discover them very effectively, but most importantly, the value that customers get is really the prioritization. So we can give the customer an ordered list of the first thing that they should fix in their environment to give them the greatest impact and risk reduction.
When you come up with a number or a value for that, it's kind of like the FICO score on my network. A low number means I got bad credit. High number means I have great credit, right? So you come up with a scoring metric. Do you say, hey, this not only is this vulnerability a high score, but we think it's real important because it's on a critical server versus some old computer in the corner?
Yeah, correct. You're touching on a very key point of prioritization and what we call contextual prioritization. So as I said before, as we build the contextual map around that, we start to understand we're looking at people's use and pattern in our platform. What are they doing? What are they running the reports on? Which assets are they remediating most quickly? Which assets are they not? What do the peers look like at around it? Do they have a lot of other services exposed? Do those services, are they vulnerable or not? And we can use that to build a very intelligent, what we call a contextual prioritization score to tell a customer, you know, focus on this asset because we've deemed it to be very important within your organization. It has a significant business context. There's exploitable services on it. It may or may not be exposed to the internet, et cetera. And so customers, when they're committing their resources to remediate a problem, they're getting the best value in return for that investment.
A lot of people talk about inline. You've said you keep an eye on the network all the time. When you're watching and monitoring the network all the time, are you doing it, with this container, are you doing it by being on a span or mirror port? Or are you just watching traffic flow by in some promiscuous mode? How do you know what's going on in the network?
So it's all through operational behavior monitoring. So what I mean by that is we don't sit as a span or a tap port on the network. It's really we're going out and we're probing the environment. We're building a map and we're looking for deltas or changes in that map. And so it's active scanning. It's both white box and black box scanning for vulnerabilities. And also we do web application security testing as well. So if you may have a certain medical device out there, maybe it's running some proprietary software, in addition to detecting vulnerabilities that are known and published, we can also do web application security testing on it. If there's a custom application or something of that, we can look for things like SQL injection and cross-site scripting, et cetera, that may sometimes fall in under the radar.
Any connection to the MITRE ATT&CK model at all?
So to answer the question, it's actually something that we're looking at. It's something it's interesting that you bring it up because it is something that's getting a lot of attention in the market.
Yeah, because most of the exploits, you know, there's 795 million pieces of malware today. Tomorrow there'll be over 800,000, soon, or whatever, the million. Soon there'll be a billion, right? You can't really track a billion pieces of malware, but you can find all the vulnerabilities they exploit. And the way they exploit it is now being discovered by MITRE in a nice model. So it's cool you guys are looking at it because I always like to look into the future.
Yeah, traceability is really one of the most difficult things and really tying back vulnerabilities with forms or method of attack. And, you know, interestingly enough, in the first quarter of this year, the most number of vulnerabilities were reported than any quarter previous. So we have a problem that's continuing to expand, and that's why the contextual prioritization is really so critical to that because, again, it's not about being able to detect vulnerabilities. It's really taking the combination of the factor that the majority, over 99% of all exploits, are due to known vulnerabilities, so things that we know about and we can discover, but organizations struggle with the patching and the remediation around that, and that's why prioritization is so
important. Prioritization is key, and you guys are experts at it. On top of that, I was kidding about my small Class C network. I want to talk about big networks.
Sure.
You know, let's pretend I'm Lockheed and I'm working for the U.S. government, or I'm, you know, one of the Boeing and we're working on some new airplane designs and there's supply chain management issues. Can you scale for the big guys to help them be aware of these vulnerabilities in their larger networks?
Yeah, it's really one of the beauties of a SaaS-delivered model. So customers can deploy as many edge services as they want to look inside the network, but all the processing, all the data management, et cetera, is all done via our cloud. And so, of course, we dynamically scale horizontally as our load increases, and so we can expand and contract. And so we'll have customers with hundreds of thousands of assets that they want to scan, and they want to scan those very quickly, and so they can do that within our platform.
So you can scale from a small network to hundreds of thousands of assets, and you do this in real time. You keep an eye on the network. You have AI machine learning. Are you allowed with customer permission to bring that intel home to keep improving your technology? So, you know, the mothership AI gets better. Is that a capability?
Yeah, it's a key factor to it. It's really crowdsourced intelligence. So what we do is we anonymize all the data, and then we essentially process it. So we can look for patterns across our customers. If we know customers in a certain industry are deploying a patch or remediating a particular vulnerability very quickly, that's significant and important to us. And we'll actually use that to provide guidance and prioritization to other customers maybe that aren't responding as quickly.
So this has been a great hot seat. Is there anything I missed?
I think you've covered some really great topics. Obviously, key and near and dear to our heart is really helping customers reduce risk. And as we've talked about, the most important and valuable way we can do that is allow the customer to fix the things that reduce risk the easiest and really brings the most value to their organization.
So it's really about intelligent, rapid prioritization of known and unknown vulnerabilities with Delve Security.
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
And anybody can afford you.
Of course. It's priced very effectively.
Sounds great. Thanks for sitting in my hot seat. Folks, if you're looking to find current and future vulnerabilities, get to DelveSecurity.com today. Check them out. Sounds amazing. I'm excited about this.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.